Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Just 10% of property is now considered affordable for first home buyers around the country. That's according to Digital Finance Analytics, which has described Australia's real estate market as a multi-generational disaster. Research published by News Corp also shows the majority of first home buyers in the next 3 years will receive help from family to crack into the market. Police have shot a man who they believe fatally stabbed another man in Queensland's Gympie region. Officers say while responding to the incident, a 42-year-old threatened them with a knife. He's been flown to hospital in a critical condition. Mick Murphy, the husband of Samantha Murphy, says he spends hours every day walking through bushland around Ballarat where she went missing. Hundreds rallied in the Victorian city last night, calling for an end to gendered violence in Australia. It comes after three women were allegedly killed in the region in recent months. There are major concerns Iran could launch a major drone and missile attack on Israel sooner rather than later. Iran's vowed to hit back, blaming Israel for a strike on its consulate in Syria. US President Joe Biden had this to say on the matter.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
And residents in Perth's north are in cleanup mode after more than 100 mils of rain fell in less than an hour. The Broncos have won the Battle of Brisbane, beating the Dolphins 28-14. Losing coach Wayne Bennett says the 14-point defeat wasn't all bad.
We could have thrown the hands in the air and could have finished up with 50 on us, but we didn't do that. And I was pleased with their first half. I thought their effort was tremendous.
Also last night, the Storm held on to beat the Bulldogs 16-14 at Amy Park. And it's confirmed Melbourne's Albert Park will host the opening race of the 2025 Formula One season.